The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
But one of the big stories this week is the ultimate fall from grace for Prince Andrew, now Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. It's all over the papers again today. So is he out in the cold? Will he be forced to get a real job like the rest of us? The Guardian leads today with the story that he will receive a six-figure sum and an annual stipend from his brother, King Charles. Enda Brady, TRT World presenter, joins me now. Enda, Prince Andrew is no longer a prince, but what will this mean for his ability to earn any money? And is the title of prince lucrative?
Well, I think, Adrian, good morning. First of all, the title, yes, certainly opened every door in the world for him. You know, business people, governments, senior advisors to presidents and prime ministers were very, very happy to meet with the man that was then Prince Andrew. I think him becoming a civilian, for that is effectively what he now is, as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, I think his reputation is in the gutter. And in terms of his earning capacity, no business, no serious politician and no government will want anything to do with him. I think it's going to be a very lonely exile in the middle of nowhere in Norfolk.
And how did he make his money? And what do you think he will do now?
Well, of course, there's family money, you know, forever money with the Windsors, the British royal family, multi-billions the family have between investments and land and actual cash and treasures and priceless art. He made a lot of his money from the year 2001 when he squirreled away for himself this very lucrative role as UK trade envoy. So basically representing the British government's business interests abroad. His mother pushed for him to get this, the late Queen Elizabeth II. Despite what we're now hearing, the biographer Andrew Lowney, who wrote that incredible book called Entitled, which was all about the downfall of the House of York, Lowney is on record this week as saying that back in 2001, when this role was first kind of mooted that Andrew could get, Charles intervened and Charles said, no way, he will just use this to line his pockets, chase women and play golf. These are the words attributed to Charles, then the Prince of Wales, by Lowney. And Tony Blair, then UK Prime Minister, intervened, overruled Charles, saw him as someone who, you know, that Andrew would be someone who would be beneficial to the UK's interests, and they gave him that role. And he then very quickly earned the nickname Air Miles Andy because he was here, there, everywhere, staying in luxury hotels in countries that didn't really do a huge amount of business with the United Kingdom, you know, for the amount of time he was spending there. Thailand, Kazakhstan, you know, very unusual places for a British prince to be going. And that's where he kind of racked up a lot of air miles and a lot of money and a lot of very lucrative business relations. In terms of where he goes from now, he will live on his brother's money. Part of the deal clearly is that Charles will fund his lifestyle. I think he did initially, Andrew, spend a lot of money on the renovations of Royal Lodge in Windsor. So clearly he's due a chunk of that money back. And then there is what they've always described as a modest Royal Navy pension of about £20,000 a year.
And do we know where he is going to physically live?
So he'll physically be on the Sandringham estate, but it's huge. I've been there. I've not been inside the main house, but I've reported from there on several occasions over many, many years. It's a huge, huge estate with lots of different properties at different ends of it.
I mean, I'm sure it's a beautiful place.
It's beautiful, but it's bleak. And I mean, you know, there's not a lot going on there. It's a village in the middle of nowhere. A population of about 200 people are employed by the royal family on the Sandringham estate. And yes, Norfolk in summer is a beautiful county, but there's not a lot going on around Sandringham. And I think Andrew going there, it was very interesting to notice several of the English papers this morning, you know, lots of vox pops with the local people just saying that they don't want them anywhere near them. And in addition to what he has allegedly done and his friendships with Epstein, they're also concerned about the media, you know, because photographers will be looking for pictures of Andrew as he is now a civilian. What does he do next? He likes riding horses, we know that much. And photographers, the kind of lenses paparazzis have nowadays, they will pick him off from a kilometre and a half away.
So he will be the civilian formerly known as Prince. Enda Brady, TRT World presenter, thank you very much for joining us today.